This is from the Diaries of Daddies, and today's date is the 11th of April, 2026. And the titles, Sweet Children, Be Introverted, Stay in the Knowledgeful Stage and Imbibe These Elevated Versions, and You Will Then Be Able to Benefit Yourselves and Other Souls. From the Diaries of Daddies. Om Shanti. Each and every effort-making child, first of all, definitely has to adopt the stage of introversion. A lot of benefit is merged in introversion. It is only by having this stage that you can be unshakable, constant, patient, humble, imbibe divine virtues and achieve a completely knowledgeful stage. When you are not introverted, you cannot achieve a completely knowledgeful stage. This is because if you don't imbibe the elevated versions that you hear personally, and you don't go into their depths, but just repeat the elevated versions you hear, then those elevated versions are simply versions. If the elevated versions are not heard in a knowledgeful stage, then Maya's shadow is cast on those elevated versions. When you simply repeat the elevated versions you hear, they are influenced by the impure vibrations of Maya, and then instead of you and others benefiting from them, loss is experienced. Therefore, O children, become completely introverted. Your mind is like a temple. Just as you always have fragrance in a temple, in the same way, only when the temple of your mind becomes pure, will pure thoughts emerge. Only images of pure deities, not devils, are kept in a temple. In the same way, each of you children should decorate the temple of your mind and heart with the idols of all the divine virtues. Those virtues are to be free from attachment, free from greed, free from fear, and to be patient and egoless, because these are your divine qualities. You children have to make the temples of your minds very bright and clear, that is, completely pure. Only when those temples of yours become that bright and clear can you go to your very loving, bright and clear paradise. You are now trying to make your minds completely bright, and also to control your physical senses and your minds, which are all influenced by the vices. Not only does each one of you have to serve yourself, you also have to do this divine service of others. In fact, the meaning of doing service is very subtle and deep. Doing service is not just cautioning someone about a mistake, no. You have to send them subtle vibrations with your power of yoga and burn away their impure thoughts. This is most elevated, true service. Along with that, you also have to pay attention to yourselves. Not just to your words and actions. You mustn't even have any impure thoughts in your minds, because their vibrations reach many others, and subtly cause a loss, which would create a burden on you. This burden then becomes a bondage. So, children, be cautious and also do this divine service of others. This is the alokic duty of you serviceable children. Those who do such service must not take any service from others. Even if you happen to make a mistake, correct that for all time with the power of your intellect's yoga. An intense effort maker instantly realizes it as soon as he receives even a little signal and transforms himself and pays proper attention as he moves along from then on. This is the duty of you children with broad intellects. O breath of my life, there is deep significance in completely sacrificing your bodies, minds, and wealth into this imperishable sacrificial fire of knowledge of self-sovereignty created by the Supreme Soul. From the moment you say that you have sacrificed your body, mind, and wealth, that is, you have surrendered everything into the sacrificial fire and died, then, from that moment, nothing remains yours. In that too, you first have to use your bodies and minds fully for doing service. When everything is for the Yajna and God, there can be nothing left for yourself, and you cannot even waste any wealth. Even your mind cannot run after impure and sinful thoughts because you have surrendered it to God. God is, anyway, the being of purity and peace. Because of this, impure thoughts are automatically quietened. If you put your mind into Maya's hands, then because Maya has a variety of forms, many types of sinful thoughts can arise that ride in your mind, the horse. If any child even now still has sinful thoughts, you can understand that his mind has not been completely sacrificed. That is, his mind does not completely belong to God. Therefore, full renunciate children, now understand these deep secrets and become detached observers while doing everything. And observe yourselves and move along with great caution. Gopi Vallabh himself is explaining to you, his beloved gopis and gopis, what the real and true love of all of you is. O my beloved children, you have to accept each other's loving caution, because however lovely a flower is, the sustenance you receive is accordingly as elevated. In order to make you flowers valuable, the gardener has to remove the thorns from you. In the same way, when someone cautions you, you have to understand that that one is sustaining you, that is, that one is serving you. You have to give regard to that sustenance and service. This is the way to become perfect. This is true internal love filled with this knowledge. Let there be a lot of regard for one another in this divine love. In each aspect, you have to caution yourself first. This is a very sweet and humble stage. By moving along with love in this way, it is as though you will internally experience those beautiful days of the Golden Age. There, this love will be natural. However, at this sweetest time of the Confluence Age, this is a very sweet and entertaining love that enables you to serve one another. This pure love is remembered in the world. All of you living flowers have to remain cheerful at every moment, because by your intellects having faith, every vein of yours becomes completely filled with God's power. Power that has such attraction definitely shows its divine miracle. Little innocent children, because they are clean and pure, always keep smiling, and they attract everyone a lot with their entertaining activities. In the same way, let the life of each one of you be a godly and entertaining one. For this, you have to triumph over your devilish nature by using the right method. When you see someone who is influenced by the vice of anger coming towards you, become an embodiment of this knowledge and continue to smile with the sweetness of a child, and that person will automatically become quiet. That is, from being in a state of forgetfulness, he will become aware. Although he may not be aware of it, gain victory over that one in a subtle way and become a master. This is a most elevated way of being a master and child. Just as God is the perfect form of this knowledge, in the same way, he is also the perfect form of love. Both qualities are merged in God. But first is this knowledge and second is love. If someone becomes an embodiment of love, without first becoming an embodiment of this knowledge, such love would take that one into an impure account. So merge love and first of all become an embodiment of this knowledge. Conquer the Maya that comes in various forms and then become an embodiment of love. If you become loving without using this knowledge, it is possible that you will get disturbed. For instance, if someone goes into trance, dhyan, without being an embodiment of this knowledge, gyan, then she would sometimes get trapped in Maya. This is why Baba says, O children, this trance is also a cotton chain. However, when you first become an embodiment of this knowledge and then go into trance, there will be great enjoyment. So first is this knowledge and then trance. The stage of being full of this knowledge is more elevated than the stage of being in trance. This is why, children, you first have to become embodiments of this knowledge, and then let the love emerge. Love without this knowledge in this effort-making life brings obstacles. The stage of a detached observer is very entertaining, sweet, and beautiful. Everything in your future lives depends on this stage. When someone has any physical illness, if he goes through that illness at that time while happily being in the stage of a detached observer, he then settles the suffering of his past karma. And as well as that, also accumulates happiness in his account for the future. This happy stage of a detached observer has a connection with both your past and your future. By understanding this secret, none of you would say that this beautiful time has gone by in just settling accounts. No, this alone is the beautiful time of making effort, during which both tasks are accomplished perfectly. The intense effort makers who accomplish both tasks experience supersensuous joy and bliss. You children have to have full faith in every aspect of this huge variety drama, because this predestined drama is absolutely faithful. Look, this drama makes every living being, human and animal, play their parts perfectly. Even though someone may be wrong, he plays that part of being wrong perfectly. This is also fixed in the drama. When both wrong and right are fixed in the plan, then to have doubts about anything is not to have this knowledge. Because each actor is playing his own part. In a film, all the different named actors do their own acting. And when you see them, it is not that you would dislike some or be happy with others. It is not like that. You know that that is just a film in which each one has received his or her own good or bad part. In the same way, you also have to continue to watch this eternally created film as a detached observer in a constant and cheerful stage. In this gathering, imbibe all of these points very well. Look at one another while seeing each one's divine form. Use the knowledge of experience to imbibe all the divine virtues. By being aware of your aim, let the divine virtues of being peaceful, humble, patient, sweet and cool, etc. emerge. The main foundation for imbibing a patient stage is wait and see. Oh, my lovely children, wait means have patience, and see means to see. First of all, let your hearts imbibe the virtue of patience, and then watch this huge drama externally as detached observers. Until the time for you to hear any secret comes close, you have to have the virtue of patience. When the time comes, when you listen to that secret with the virtue of patience, you will not be disturbed when you hear it. This is why, O effort-making ones, wait a little and continue to see the secrets as you move along. With this stage of patience, all your tasks will be accomplished perfectly. This virtue is connected with faith. With your intellects having faith, be detached observers, and while seeing every game with your cheerful faces, you will remain patient and unshakable internally. This is the mature stage of this knowledge, which you will have in a practical way at the end, at the time of perfection. So you have to try hard to remain stable in this stage of a detached observer over a long period of time. In a play, each actor has to rehearse very well beforehand in order to play the part he has received. In the same way, in order for you lovely flowers to pass the difficult exam that is to come, you definitely have to rehearse beforehand with the power of yoga. However, if you haven't made this effort over a long time, you will then be nervous and fail at that time. This is why you first have to make your divine foundation firm and become those with divine virtues. By remaining stable in the stage of being an embodiment of this knowledge, you automatically have the stage of being an embodiment of peace. When knowledgeful children sit together to listen to a Merli, an atmosphere of peace is created all around them, because when they listen to these elevated versions, they penetrate them deep inside. Because of these going deep into them, they experience deep, sweet silence. For this, you don't have to sit and make any special effort, but by being stable in a stage of this knowledge, you automatically develop this virtue. When you children wake up in the morning and sit in solitude, waves of pure thoughts emerge. At that time, your stage has to be that of being completely beyond. Then, by your stabilizing in your original pure thoughts, all other thoughts are quietened automatically, and your mind becomes peaceful. You definitely need some power in order to be able to control your mind. For this, imbibe thoughts for your aim. When your intellect has yoga according to your discipline, you will naturally have the stage of being free from any other thoughts. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, to you children who are the garden of knowledge, to you stars of knowledge, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Babdara. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Use your awareness of your aim to imbibe all the divine virtues, such as being peaceful, humble, patient, sweet and cool, etc. 2. With your intellect having faith, watch this play as a detached observer with a cheerful face, and become patient and unshakable internally. You have to work hard to remain stable in the stage of a detached observer over a long period of time. Blessing. May you follow the one path and have all relationships with the one and become a perfect angel. Keep your intellect in the company and relationship of the One Father in the incorporeal and corporeal forms, and you will become an angel. Those who have all relationships and all connections with the One are angels all the time. Just as the government puts up a board on the road, this road is blocked. In the same way, block all roads so that your intellect stops wandering. Bhagdada's order is, first of all, close all paths, and by doing this, you will easily become an angel. Slogan: constantly to have zeal and enthusiasm for doing service is the means to remain safe from Maya. Avyak signal: imbibe the virtues of sweetness and humility to become great. Let your form be the same as your words. Let your words be clear and filled with love, humility, and sweetness. They should be filled with truth, but there also has to be humility in your form. You will be able to reveal the Father through this form. Remain fearless, but your words have to be within the code of conduct. Wonders will be visible when there is a balance of both these things. They won't then find your words bitter, but sweet. Om Shanti.